Welcome to the Ashley Hand Show and to Reignited, a series of potent conversations with incredible individuals who have risen from the ashes of who they once were and reimagined, rediscovered, realigned, and reignited the most liberated expression of who they are now. So if you're in the midst of a transition, a shift, or maybe even a dark night of the soul, this is for you. And as for me, I'm Ashley Han, brand strategist, entrepreneur, author, coach, and as of last year, I am now a mother, which in and of itself has been one of, if not the most transformational experience of my lifetime. It's why I took off over a year from this very podcast. I have been deep in my own process of rediscovering, realigning, and reigniting this new version of me. And if you want to hear more about that story, listen to the first episode of this series. Now, let's get ready to feel reinvigorated and reignited in today's episode. Oh, and be sure to stay tuned until the very end because I am announcing something super special and time sensitive that I'm really excited about. Let's dive into it. Reignited and it feels so good. So yes, that is the title of this podcast episode because this is my personal reignition story. And I'm going to tell it all. The good, the bad, the pretty, the ugly, the real, the raw, because people need to realize it ain't always butterflies and rainbows over here. And actually, for over the last year and a half, I've really been on this journey of shedding the layers of who I once was, rediscovering myself, reigniting my passion, my purpose. And it's been a journey. It's been a lot. And by the way, with that said, this is going to be a condensed to the point version because these episodes are really meant to be potent and focused. So I'm going to be talking about really two flames that went out. The first, my ambition, my passion, my drive, and the second being my confidence. And these flames were put out by two deaths that I experienced. The first death was the death of Female on Fire. And this wasn't just the name of my last podcast series or my retreats or my online programs. It was much, much more than that. It was a movement I put my heart, my soul, my sweat, my tears into building for almost 3 years. A movement of women igniting women all over the world. And then one day, out of the blue, out of complete left field, during my third trimester of being pregnant, it all came crashing down. Just like that. I received a cease and desist letter from a woman who owns the trademark Females on Fire. I still remember that pit in my stomach like it was yesterday. Like, this cannot be real. I refused to believe that everything I'd been working so hard on and been so lit up about continuing to grow and build and expand was literally about to crumble before my very eyes. So of course, I reached out to my trademark lawyer to make sure that I was in fact violating the trademark and if I did indeed need to stop using Female on Fire altogether. And it was. And I did. It was game over. And my heart felt crushed. And I let out a really good cry when I found out. I remember Gerard held me and reassured me that everything was going to be okay and that it was all for a greater purpose. And you know when people tell you things like that, but you're just like, no, that you're not helping. I don't want to hear that right now. Like, I wasn't ready for that. I wanted him to just turn into a magical wizard and wave his magical wand and make it all magically go away. And then there was this part of me that was just kicking myself. Like, how could I be so dumb? How could you be so dumb, Ashley? How could someone who is so detail-oriented like me overlook such a massive detail like this? I felt stupid. I felt ashamed. I felt embarrassed, defeated. And I truly went through this whole grieving process of losing my brand and my movement, my baby, while Mind you, I had an actual baby in my belly due in less than a month. So yeah, I went through all the phases of grief, like shock, denial, anger, sadness, all of it. And while I was going through all of this, I was also doing my best to regulate my emotions so that baby wouldn't feel it. But at the same time, I didn't want to suppress anything either, because that's definitely not healthy, right? So I let myself cry when I needed to cry and vent when I needed to vent, and then do my best to turn back to faith and trust that this was all happening for me and not to me, even though I definitely couldn't see why it was happening during the time. Just continuing to lean back into faith and lean back into trust. And also, I didn't hide that it happened, although it was super tempting because, like I said, I felt embarrassed, I felt ashamed. But as we know, secrecy breeds more shame. So what did I do? I wrote an email to my whole entire list sharing what had happened. And it was honestly very healing. And I received a ton of support and love. And it was a beautiful healing experience for me. By the way, I just want to say, for those of you who have never built a business or brand or movement of your own, you may not understand this, and you may even think it seems a little silly, but like, this was my first baby. Up until this point, I had never built, grew anything that I was so passionate, so fulfilled about, or that was as successful as this was. And by the way, I will say that the woman who owns the trademark was so, so sweet and kind and generous with me. She gave me this grace period and ample time to like wind things down, to wind down my marketing efforts and shift gears. And that was truly such a blessing because, like I said, I was a month away from giving birth. So just the thought of having to scramble with my team and read and do the whole shift and rebranding would have been a whole other situation and added a lot of stress. So I'm really, really thankful to this day and that she was so understanding and graceful. So that was really the start of this identity crisis that I have been moving through for the last year and a half. And then, of course, came the second death. The death that happened the day my daughter, Skyla, came earthside in March of 2022. Because in giving birth comes a death. The death of the maiden. The death of a life where I was solely responsible for myself and no one else. The death of my girlish freedom. The death of young carelessness and carefree wild impulsivity. So when my daughter was born, amidst all the magical thrill and the tidal waves of love, there was also waves of sadness. And I realized that in this rite of passage, as in all rites of passage, something, someone gets left behind. And for me, that was the girl I once was, the girl who herself was the child, who suddenly now became the parent, the caretaker, the mother. So once Skyla was born, I took about 5 months maternity leave from my business. My agency was still up and running by my team, but I was almost completely uninvolved in that. And during this time, and in between caring for and thinking about my daughter, I was really deep in this grieving, this transition process. And I don't know that I would label it postpartum depression, but I had true, true moments of darkness and pain and confusion and feeling lost. So for months upon months, not only did I feel completely unmotivated and uninspired, I was also feeling boring and unconfident. And I felt like my body was just constantly tired, and that I honestly just was not what I used to be. My body was not what it used to be. I didn't feel good in any of my outfits, so I just honestly wear sweats every day. Sex hurt. My libido felt non-existent and dead. I felt like I was in a vortex where either my days would fly by or they'd move at a snail's pace. And honestly, I felt lost most days. And here's the thing that I learned about feeling lost. Our culture and our society has made being lost a bad thing, when really it's part of our natural state and our natural process as human beings. Everyone goes through the feeling of being lost at some point in their lives, whether they identify or label it as that or not. Because really, being lost is the same thing as being open and surrendered. As long as you stop judging it and allow yourself to actually be lost and be present in that. Because being lost just simply means that you don't know. And not knowing means that you're amidst something completely brand new, something you've never experienced before. And as scary as that can sound, that's also exciting. Being lost allows you to receive and experience miracles because the ego, who knows everything, isn't in the way anymore, which means that as long as you lean in versus away, you're in the uncovering of an entirely new level of purpose, of passion, and an entirely new expanded version of you. And that's who I am today. That's who I've been becoming and stepping into, because I'm finally feeling reignited and on fire. I'm feeling expanded and empowered, finally. And in order to get here, I got to immerse myself in some deep transformative experiences and receive support that really helped me to get real with myself and be brave and expand beyond my edges. And the first experience was my very first Burning Man, where I got to, reactivate my play, my sense of play, my confidence. I mean, that's a whole podcast episode, Burning Man. That was so powerful for me. The second experience was my first ayahuasca ceremony, which also deserves a whole podcast episode, where I really got to let go of and shed and release a lot of resistance and blocks and really truly reignite my feminine flame, my creativity, and my power. And the third experience was a complete deep dive, intensive immersion with my coach, where I got to reignite my ambition, my passion, my purpose. That's where this podcast series was birthed. And, you know, all three of these experiences I had, it wasn't just butterflies and rainbows. It was challenging. It was a challenging journey. And I did it. I really did it. I am reignited and it feels so good. So while the old maiden version of me was awesome, I love her. I will always love her. She will always hold a sacred, special space in my heart. She will always be a part of me. I am loving this new badass mother version of me. And by the way, if what I've shared in this episode so far has resonated with you, whether you're also a new mom or whatever transition you may be navigating in your life right now, if you're also feeling a bit lost or in an identity crisis or heartbreak or whatever it is, the biggest piece of advice that I can give you is you're not meant to go through it alone. You are not meant to go through it alone, sister. All three of those experiences that I chose to invest in were for me to lean in and expand beyond my edges. They were all transformational experiences that I immersed myself in so that I could come out on the other side as the woman that I am now and the woman that I keep becoming every day. And with that said, I may have an experience for you, a possibility, an opportunity for you. I am super excited to announce that I am hosting the Reignite Retreat in October 2023, where I will be curating a special space for women to come to feel, to heal, and to clear the old parts of themselves that they are ready to shed so that they can rise up, rediscover, reimagine, realign, and reignite their purpose, their passion, and their life. It's about rebirth. It's about rediscovering yourself, reimagining what's possible for you, and reclaiming your power. So if you're excited to feel reignited from the inside out, come join me at the Reignite Retreat 2023 and click the link in the show notes to learn more and apply. Thanks for listening to my reignition story, and I cannot wait for you to hear more stories like this as this special Reignite series of my show continues. Till next time. Thanks for listening to today's episode, and remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss the next one.